These guys go over here. Tarkiyat Aleph, Tarkiyat Beis is what's going to happen. He's going to talk about the Rishayim that are going to die. Kwatya, Paltiya, is going to die suddenly. And Bnei Yisrael is promised a lave buser for the future, and the vision is going to end. Then he's going to show a sign that there will be Galus. Now remember, this is Yecheskel, right? He was already in Galus, but he says that there's going to be a real Galus, that Sidkiya is going to be blinded, and everyone will be scattered. But it'll be in the future, right? Just not right now. Then he's going to give Musar to the false Nevi'im. There's going to be, their hope is going to be destroyed, as they'll see. And there's even woman false Nevi'im that we're going to talk about over here, which is going to be interesting altogether. So let's go. Starting with Perkei Aleph. Batisos Yiruach. So his third flight came up over here. He was flown the third time. Tavias El Shar Beis Hashem HaKadmoni. It brought me to the gate of HaKadosh Baruch Hu toward the east. Hapona Kadima, that faces toward the east. I don't know exactly what that means, that it faces toward the east when it's in the east. I don't know. By the door of the gate, there were 25 men. Now, again, this is a vision. This is not actuality. Yechezkel is not actually in Yerushalayim at this point, but that's what he saw. The Arab is Yaznia ben Azur, that's Paltiya, plus Yahu, ben Bnei Yahu, sorry, on my sub, two officers of the people, Yazania and Platiyahu. Now, Yazania is mentioned before in Parakhet. But Yomar Eli, Ben Adam, Eloh HaNashim, you see these men over here, Hakoshim Oven, they think evil things by Yoatim Matas, Robert Yerzos, they're giving bad aces in the city. As we said before in Yeshaya, it was the leaders of the people that kept turning everybody astray. Yechezkel is now pointing them out specifically. Omrin, it's amazing, no? That you get named as like the two leaders of Klal Yisrael. They're named for posterity, that they were evil people. Omrin Lobikaro.
Where and when is this?
I'm sorry?
Where and when is this?
It doesn't say exactly. The assumption is it's right before the Churban Bayis. Right. But after Yechezkel already went to Bavel, because he went to Bavel with Galus Yechaniah, so at some point during those 11 years when Sidkiyah was in charge, right? At some point during that. So sometime before the Korban,
like,
but
the community leaders of the Jews?
Whoever it was. And remember, at the times, Sidkiyahu had big problems with the communal leaders. The communal leaders were the ones who were throwing Yirmiyah into the pit. They were the ones who were, you know, who were trying, I guess, according to what Sidkiyah was saying, was getting around.
These
are leaders in Eretz
Yisrael, so to speak, to Bava.
Third flight.
No, but the second time he's gone to the Beis
Hamikdash. Twice he's been to the Beis Hamikdash, that is correct. The first time he just flew up to whatever. It doesn't mean literally, it's a vision.
No, I know.
So I don't know. I'm pretty sure it was just that he saw it as a flight, like a cloud picked him up or whatever it is. Oh, actually, I know that. There's a medrash that says that a cloud picked him up when he went to Hiram later on. So it's probably a cloud or something like that. Anyway, Ha'omrim Lobikarov, right? They say, like, nah, it's not close. All these Nevuahs, it's not going to happen now that the Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed. But those thoughts him, build up houses, Yatsir, Banachalab. It's the pot, and we are the flesh, right? It's the pot. Rashi says, "Kshem shein abazur yotzim in a sir ad gemar bishulo," just like the flesh does not leave the pot until it finishes cooking. Kaplan itzim adach nabos. We're not going to leave Yerushalayim until we die. We're going to be okay. Don't worry about anything.
It's interesting that they literally overlapped Yechezkel and Yirmiyah. And there's like no...
Yirmiyah was first, by the way. Yechezkel was probably around when Yirmiyah was prophesying to Yoyakim.
I'm saying, like,
Yechezkel would be around at that time. Yeah.
Being, quote unquote, brought over to Yerushalayim when Yirmiyah is there.
Yeah, well, he's not prophesying to Yerushalayim.
I know, but
he's
like,
only seeing it and then telling the people in Bubble what he's seeing. That's what's going on over here.
What's relevant to them? What are they
going
to get?
It seems they should do tshuva and realize what's going on. Yeah, especially because these people are supposed to be the Harish and the Maskir. These were the important people, the Chush of the people. They have to do tshuva for the people there. Maybe their influence could work that way. And I'm sure there were still people going back and
forth. Compared to Yirmiyah, though, I mean, his job is like...
Totally different. Totally different. Just remember, in Parak Beis and Parak Gimel, we understand Yechezkel was also downgraded. People didn't want to listen to him, and he was house arrested. Remember, he wouldn't leave his house. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't leave your house anymore, right? Because it was almost like danger in the streets for Yechezkel. So even Yechezkel had a hard time when he was talking to some of the people.
Yeah, but I mean, the first parak of Yirmiyah is basically, this is going to be hard.
Oh, yeah. No, it's different. But nonetheless, Yechezkel was told something similar, although not in the same extreme. Look, Hinavi Aleim, Hinavi Ben Adam. Therefore, prophesy about them. Prophesy, O son of man. But people like Ruach Hashem, Yom Rai, right? So the Ruach Hashem came to me, and he said to me, Emor, Kol Marashem, Kenematim Beis Yisrael. This is what Bnei Yisrael was saying. I know the thoughts that are upon your spirit that you guys don't think you're going to die. Here, Beis Yisrael, but Yerazos, your corpses will become many in the city. And all of the streets will be filled with corpses. Now, an interesting point over here is that it's brought down that it seems that he was speaking to these people in Eretz Yisrael. through a dream. Meaning, this vision that he was doing was not for the people of Babel. It was for these governors in Eretz Yisrael. But he wasn't literally there. He was speaking to them through dreams, telling them that they have to improve, and yet they still didn't improve. Your corpses that you put inside there, in other words, the murders that you've done, they are the flesh, or you yourselves are the flesh, and that is the pot. That's Chem Hotzi Mitocha. Do you really think you're going to get out of here? You're afraid of the sword, you're afraid of war. I will bring the war upon you, Hashem Elokim. I will take you out of there. I'll put you into the hands of strangers. And I will do tremendous judgments upon all of you. You will all fall by the sword of Gabul Yisrael. On the borders of Israel, I will judge you. And at that point, you will know that I'm a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Listen, you will not be zochet to see the pot. You will be inside it as flesh. I will judge you if you even belong in the borders of Israel. Do you deserve to die within the borders of Eretz Yisrael? Then you'll know that I'm Hashem because you didn't go in my laws. Rather, you did like the mishpatim of the other nations of the world, not like anything else, not like what I wanted you to do. Now, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayi Ki Navi says, Yechezkel, when I prophesied this, Uplat Yahu ben Benaya Mace, immediately Plat Yahu died. Okay, again, this he's seeing this in the vision. And in the vision he's seeing that Plat Yahu passed away. I fell down on my face. I said, cold goblin, I cried out loud, Moment aha, Hashem Elokim. Kolata Yisrael, Sheretz Yisrael. You're destroying all of Bnei Yisrael. Now, the question is, what did Yechezkel feel so bad about? Right, obviously this man was evil. This man had something, and it's clear. But it could be that Yechezkel felt that he hadn't given him enough of a chance to do tshuva. It's like it's already decided he's just going to die. But maybe he doesn't deserve to die. Maybe he hasn't done anything that's so terrible or something that deserves death. Maybe he still has a chance to do tshuva, and that's what Yechezkel is so upset about. Your brothers, right? Whether it's the Golos of the Shomron or Golos Yechanya. Remember, Shomron was the Bnei Yisrael that happened much earlier, the 10 tribes in Yechanya, right? Anshei Gulasecha, the men of your Geula, the people that you're going to want to redeem. Behold, Yisrael Kula, Asha'am Belahem Yosher Yerushalayim Rachakum. Hashem, the people of Yerushalayim would tell them, stay far away from Hashem. Stay away from God because the land is ours and we just don't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ruin it for us. That's what they used to say. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying is that this leader, right, it's Plat Yahu, right, was an evil person who was convincing others to stay away from God. Okay, no more. I keep them far away from the nations when I scatter them among the land. At that point, I will be lemikdash ma'at v'aratos, as a small token, a small little bit of a mikdash among those lines of Shavosham that they come there. Now, Yaakov Kamenetsky has the famous line that Yechezkel understood from here that Bnei Yisrael would need small shoals, small areas for them to go, but it was never actualized until they came back to Eretz Yisrael during the second base of mikdash. During the whole time of Golos Babel, although the idea struck root, and maybe there were people that did such things, they had not created Bati Kinesios and Bati Midrashos just yet. The concept of the Mikdash Ma'at. Only later on did they first make it, or was when the second base structure was first built. What's up?
Yeah, but we have all of Talmud Bavli.
Talmud Bavli is way after the second base structure was destroyed. That's after the Zugos even. So it would have happened during the times of the second base mitzvahs, and that's when it would have been popularized. Even then, people were so used to davening on their own. I'm sure there were some people that didn't considered it an innovation of the reformers. You know, like I'm sure there were people that didn't want to do such things. Nonetheless, the concept of the Mikdash Ma'at is learned out from over here. Lachain, Emor, Kol Arshan, Lachain, Mikibatsi, Eskamina, Amim, I gathered you. But doing our own? Most people just didn't do it. Like, clearly, it took us 70 years to intermarry and do Avodah Zarah in Babel. It's taken us almost 1,800 years since the second base of Mitzvah destruction.
It was something that there was a lot more.
There's no question. Yeah. Oh, for sure. I gathered you from all the nations, and I brought you in, right, from the lands of Shenifotzos and Bahem, right, that you've been scattered within. And I gave you the land of Israel. Okay, so that's what it ends up being. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I gathered you in, I took you in, right, and I will give you the land of Israel again. You're going to come there, it's called. You're going to remove all of the sugar, you know, obviously the idols from it. I don't know. I don't know that there were idols in Eretz Yisrael when they came back by the times of Darius and Cyrus. When they came back with the second base of Mikdash, you know, with the times of Chag, Zechariah, Zerubbabel, you know, Nechemiah, Ezra, etc.
Nobody was living in Eretz Yisrael at the time.
I can't imagine there was a Avodah Zarah there. Maybe
sure there was.
A Avodah Zarah from the first guys. Why? What do you mean?
Because the place was still inhabited on some level. And
no, remember all the people left by Gedaliah. When Gedaliah was killed, Yerushalayim was completely desolate.
Maybe
the people all left to go to
Egypt.
Maybe
they had left when the destroyers were left a bunch of idols there.
All of the base of Egypt itself was defiled and it had pictures.
Okay, that's what you mean. Menashe put the Tel-Nehel. So there were idols that were left there. But there was nobody that was actually still worshiping.
Gone, for sure, by the time of Yoshia. But
you'd assume it was gold.
When Nebuchadnezzar came in and they destroyed it, they probably wanted to like disrespect it. So they dumped all these idols there and they did it.
No, that makes sense.
Perhaps in the cities where there were still houses, there were still idols around for people who had been exiled. Yeah.
And I don't believe that it was actually uninhabited completely.
So it was uninhabited. It was, for the most part, there was no one there.
I can't imagine that it was literally uninhabited because it was still prime real estate for a lot of people.
The people all left.
Prime is the real estate.
That was exactly what Yirmiyah was telling them. Guys, just build up your land. You should be fine. They all left. They all went to Egypt. They all ran.
I'm assuming that's metaphorical.
Ishmael ben Netanya was the one who led them. I mean, it is. It's pretty clear that they all left right afterward.
There were probably people who were remote too, who didn't know what was going on.
They had better ones.
Those are the people that came when after.
Yeah, but that was one. I mean, there were other groups who just.
I hear what you're saying. There probably were in other caves. It just seems you're right, but there would have been very few and far between, if anything. I would say also, I was just talking to somebody about that idol of Menashe. I came up with a chap, but I think it's true. I just don't remember if I've seen it anywhere or not. You know, Menashe brought the idol into the Heichal, right? We fast for Shabbos of the Talmuds because of that. So the fact is, Shlomo Melech also did the exact same thing. He brought two kruven that were not commanded to be put into the Kodesh HaKadoshim outside of the Aron Kodesh. Just by Shlomo Melech, the intentions were, I don't know if they were noble, if there was some type of nevuah that he got for it in order to do it. Menashe, I would assume that Menashe did the exact same thing. Menashe brought in another kruv into the Kodesh HaKadoshim or did something like that, and that's called a tzelem.
Menashe, there's a whole list of all the averus that he's done and everything. And
my view, as it always has been, is that the pasuk puts to the extreme the sins of the people in order to understand what their punishment is. But nonetheless, Menashe was not as bad of a king as the pasuk makes him out to be. That's always been my view.
Gemara debates whether he is a chelik olam haba.
Agreed. On his level, etc. But remember, the Gemara also mentions his statement with Ravashi, where he goes through, you would have picked up your skirts and run me over.
No, I know that, but it's also, but I don't know.
We're not debating right now.
Gemara, the Mepharshim, all of the treatment of Menashe is way different than that of Shlomo.
Agreed in a way. Shlomo Melech is also.
No, I know. It was to the point where he wasn't going to even be in existence, if not for
Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu said, "I don't want to have them." But again, you have a father like Chizkiyahu. You have a grandson. Who was it? Like Yoash, it was? Or Yoshia? I don't remember if it was Yoshia or Yoash. I think it was Yoshia. My grandson like Yoshia. Granted, Menashe's son was also bad. Amon was
Yoash bad. Yoash is before.
Yoash is before, so Yoshia was the one. Yeah, so Yoshia. There's got to be something good. Now, granted, he might have done Chu for 23 years, and maybe that's when he got good, etc. I don't. Regardless, my understanding of how he put the Tzelem in is that he was trying to copy Shlomo Melech. That his idea was to copy Shlomo Melech, and it was off.
But
is there something off?
Killed people.
No, that's for sure. Who'd he kill? Yishaya.
Okay, that alone.
Yeah, no, 100%. It was his grandfather. Yishaya was his grandfather, remember, because his mother was Yishaya's daughter.
No,
there's no question. I'm not comparing him to Shlomo. In another way, Avodah Zarah.
Yeah, it's
another way. Again, not Shlomo Melech, his wife, and he allowed it, whatever it is. But nonetheless, I'm not saying that Menashe was not a bad person. I'm saying sometimes the puzzle goes to the extreme to explain something that might not have been as shot-based as we might think. And it's usually in order to teach a lesson. In that sense, you can darshan. And in that sense, I'm darshaning. I'm using the ability to be able to say that his intentions were noble but dead wrong. And that's what the Tzelem was. It's a copy of Shlomo Melech's Kruvei Zav, which is a caution of itself, how he could have made such things.
But the Torah doesn't criticize Shlomo ever for the Kruvei.
He is criticized for Avodah Zarah.
Right.
Not for the Kruvei.
Much later.
Agreed. Not for the Kruvei. But could it be that those Kruvei Zav that he put in influence the fact that other people went a little bit further, like his wives understood that to be a form of avodah zarah in their own minds.
I don't know.
Again, we're dealing with so many things that are so out there. That's all it was. Oh, there's no question. I'm still on. Yeah, I'm still on your line. We fast for it. Clearly, it was terrible.
I mean, well, would we fast for it if the other four things didn't happen?
The other four. Yeah, you're right. But nonetheless, the Tzelem of the Hekel is still mentioned, which means it's bad. It is bad. Well, it definitely is. All right, let's see where we are over here. In the second way, the Chod Ruach Hadash at Simbik Rechem Esruz Leib Evim Saram. So here we go. It's in your test. I gave them one heart. I will give them one heart, right? The Ruach Hadash at Simbik Rechem. I'll give them a brand new spirit. Esruz Leib Evim Saram. I'm going to take away their stone heart, their heart that doesn't want to listen. But it's not the only way, Basra. I'll give them a flesh heart. They'll be able to understand them. I'm Chuk Sayy Lechem Esruz Yishmaru. He said they keep my laws. Also, some Yuli Yom, they'll be my people. And I'll be their God. This is, again, the point of bringing them back. To the heart of their abominations, their disgusting things, that's where their heart goes. Darkam Baroshim Nasati, their ways, right? Baroshim Nasati, I put them at the head of all these punishments. Now, Yechezkel seems to go back to what he had seen before, right? The vision of the crazy stuff up above. So the Kruvim lifted up their wings. So Alfanim Lumasim, the Alfanim, obviously opposite them, because the Alfanim were connected to the Kruvim. Those were like the wheels, so to speak. The honor of God was above them. The covenant of Hashem left the city of Yerushalayim. Went to Har Ezesim. It's part of the famous Gemara that the Shekhinah was Gola. The Shekhinah was exiled 10 times. Over the time, and it kept going from Kruv to Kruv, from Kruv to the Miftanabai, etc., and it goes to the Harizasim. This is part of that whole Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Ruchna Sasani Batvini Batvima, Katvima, Alagola. And the wind lifted me up, and it brought me back to, is that Kassim to the Babylonians, to the Chaldeans? I think that is what it is. Alagola to the exiles. Bamara Baruch Elohim, in that vision of the Spirit of God that he got, Yalmei Elayah Mara Shara'isi, and the Mara went away from me. Bagabra Lagolas Kodi Vyashem Sharani, and I told the Gola everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told me and everything he had showed me. So I told it over to everybody there. Then Adam Besoch Beis HaMeriyat Yosef, you're sitting among a lot of rebellious people. It's such an embittered place, or such a place of rebelliousness, that they have eyes to see, but they don't see. They have ears to hear, they don't listen to you. Now I want you to make kelim that can be used for travel. I want you to go out for a couple days in front of their eyes. Just go out for a couple, you know, this certain amount of time. Go camp. Go away from your place, to another place in front of them. Maybe they'll see that they're so rebellious that you can't live among them. The whole point is to show I can't be among you anymore, and it's a remez. Yechezkel is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the people are B'nai Yisrael, as a whole, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just says, I can't live amongst you anymore. You'll take out your kelim, like the, you know, exiled kelim, in the day, in front of their eyes, and then go out in the evening, right in front of their eyes, similar to how the Gola is going to go out. And I think the remez is that there's going to be preparations for the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, but at the end, it's the nighttime, so to speak. Golos is going to happen. That's when you leave. Einayim, chasor lepakir. In front of their eyes, you should dig a hole inside the wall, both Sesabo, and try to leave through it. That's a remnant to Tzidkiah, that Tzidkiah was going to dig a hole in the tunnels outside the palace and try to escape through that tunnel. Le'enayim, in front of their eyes, I'll cause a tisa ba'alata totzi. You will carry everything on your shoulders. In the dark, you will bring it out. When it gets dark, you'll take out all your stuff. Panecha techased, you're going to cover your face with tears of ours. You will not look down to the ground. Unfortunately, that is a remnant of Tzidkiyahu being blinded. Kimofes nisaticha, I'm making you as a sign, right? Lebeis Yisrael for all the Yisrael. Pasuk Zayin va'at Kain Kasher Tzvei said, I did exactly as I was told. Klei Hotzesani kichlei gola yomam. I took out kelei Hotzesi. I took out all my kelim, like the klei gola during the day. But erev chatzarti l'chav li bikir beyad. I went and I dug out an area in a wall with my hands. Ba'alot Hotzesi alakotzi nasasi le'enem. And I carried everything out on my shoulders in my bindle. You know, that's a little stick. All right, anyway. In front of their eyes, the word of God came to me in the morning, saying, the people that were so rebellious, they said to you, what are you doing? That's what they said to you last night. Now you got to tell them, I guess until now, he didn't have the ability to say anything to them. Hanasi, right? This is what is dealing with a king. Hamasa Zeb Yerushalayim. This nevuah is for the king in Yerushalayim. And all of Israel that are there. I am telling you over your wonders, what I'm doing. That's what's going to happen to you in the Golos, right? You're going to go in captivity. And the Nasi that is among them, right, that will be carried upon their shoulders by Lata during that darkness, the Eitz of Akir, he'll go out in the wall, as Fernatiki, obviously. Yasu Lahotibo, Panavichase, he's going to try to dig his way out. I think I read that wrong. Akir Yasu Lahotibo, and Panavichase is going to cover up his face. Yanashalo Yirla Ayin, who is Aretz, so that he does not look down at the ground, right? He's going to cover it up and he doesn't see the ground itself out of embarrassment. Prasti Esrishi Allah, but I'm going to set my snare upon the king. Then his husband Sudasi is going to be captured in my trap. I'm going to bring the bubble to the land of the Chaldeans. He will never see it. The Sham Yamus, and he'll die in Babylon. The reason why he won't see it is Nebuchadnezzar will already have blinded him before he comes.
But I thought he's blinded in Babylon.
Who?
That whole episode.
No, Nebuchadnezzar was in Tsur. They brought him up to Tyre, right, northern Lebanon, whatever you want to call it. The Koshes Yivosav Ezro, Bechon Agapov, Ezro Lechol Ruach. And everybody that's around him, all of his helpers, and all of his, like, you know, the men that are around him, stuff like that. So Ezro Lechol Ruach, I'm going to scatter them throughout all the winds, the Karev Arik Achareim, and then I'm going to send the sword after all of them. The other candy, Hashem Bafitzio, some Agayim, when I scatter them among the nations, they'll know. The Israel Zomar Ratzos, and I scatter them, I winnow them throughout the land. So Sakimam, Inche Mitzvah, Mecharev Rav Nidavar. Only a few men will survive the sword fare, the hunger, and from the plague. So that they tell over all their abomination among the nation that they came there, and they'll know that I am Gavi Devar Shemelai Lemar Ben Adam. You should eat your bread in a storm. And you'll drink your waters while Bereges, when there's a fight going on. You're going to drink in worry and do it in stuff like that. Now, what does he mean by that exactly? It could be that he's literally supposed to eat it outside in the storm itself. It seems more like you're only going to be able, from now on, you're going to be in tons of fights. Every meal you're at, somebody's going to come up to you and yell at you and tell you that you're a Russia. Now, Marta, Elama Aretz, you're going to say to all the people of the land, those who live in Yerushalayim, the people of the land of Israel, they're eating their bread in worries. They're drinking their water with, you know, all this stuff as well. The land will be desolate of all of its wealth. Mechamas kol yoshimbah, from the violence of all those who live in it. The arim and oshavos techravna, all those cities that are settled will be destroyed. Ba'arish shemamatiyeh will be desolate. Didatim kenei Hashem. And at that point, you'll know that Hashem v'divar Hashem elai leimor. Penadam ma mashal zelachem alad mas yisrael leimor. What is this thing that's going on? This story that everybody's telling over that, it's going to be a long time from now. Avad Kol Chazon, really, all the visions have it a little bit off. You hear that? You hear what people are saying when it comes to this? You're right. I am destroying this mashal. Right? In other words, this mashalim that people are saying, I'm destroying it. There will no longer be people that are going to prophesy that way in Bnei Israel. Rather, right, they're going to speak to them. And there will be days in which Dvar Kol Chazon, it will basically be over. And there will no longer be Nevi'ah Sheker. But not only will there no longer be Nevi'ah Sheker, all of Nevuah is going to be gone. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forewarning them that this is what's going to happen in the near future. There will be no more Nevuah at this point when the first base of Mikdash is destroyed, really when the second base of Mikdash starts up. You have only a few years left. There will be no longer any false Nevuahs. Miksam Chalak, as well as divining magically, but so face Yisrael. Kini Hashem, I will speak that which I want to speak. Davor, the word, the asset, Losim HaShachot. And whatever is going to happen, it will never be pulled out any longer. You'll be Mekam Beis Ameri. In your days, this bitter rebelliousness happened. Adavar Davar Vasisiv, Nuh Hashem
Elokim. The Nevi'ah Sheker won't be able to promise you everything will be good because I will, what the Nevi'ah Emet said.
Oh, I see. So there's going to be terrible things happening. So no one will ever be able to say anything because they'll be proven wrong very quickly. Kenny Hashem, Adavar Tashar Adavar Davar, oh, I'm sorry, I said that over. Chabav, Yidavar Shem Elai Leimor. Ben Adom, Nevi'ah Omer, Lachazan Asher Uchuz, Liyam and Rabin. They're still saying that the vision that you're seeing is really for many days from now, and that the prophecy is for, you know, a longer time.
A long time. He's saying, you guys are doing bad things are going to happen because of it. They're like, oh, what you're saying is going to be in a while. We can keep doing that.
Here we you're saying. It's really like we don't have to worry about it. Maybe our children, maybe our grandchildren.
But like, sort of like you know, not the wrong way. Even
yeah,
if they're
like
right.
The ozone layer. You know what I'm saying? Like we know we're destroying the ozone layer with a lot of the exit, you know, raid and stuff like that. But nonetheless, you know,
they got rid of
not us. You know, I know that's the obvious part. I'm just saying, like that would be the idea. There are people that think that way. Like it's not going to happen during our time. Listen, we're okay. It'll happen, you know, in another 50 years. Okay, in 40 years we'll worry about it.
Seems like it's more like people who are saying like, oh, there's no such thing as global warming, so we can do whatever we want to the environment.
It's pretty cold today. Yeah, in a way, I guess you can say it that way. I guess you can say that it's people that are denying the truth that's right in front of their eyes. I don't want to call global warming the truth, but I will say that it's a very good hypothesis for right now. Yeah, so I'll go with that. Until they come out with a cold age that's coming up soon. I'm going to go with that.
Let's go with, oh, vaccines don't actually work.
Ozone layer. Also, okay, fine, I'll go with that. Yeah, no, I'll go with that. That's true.
And I've heard that claim before.
Yeah, of course. It's people out there. Yeah, it's people out there. Well, my brother's kid got shingles.
I had shingles.
You had shingles as a kid and gave it as chickenpox to their one-year-old baby because she couldn't get the vaccination yet. The one-year-old baby has, yeah, too young for the vaccination. Yeah, it means she's a carrier,
she's okay.
Which is big time. Yeah, she's fine.
For what?
She's a carrier. She's a carrier for chickenpox, which means, in theory...
I had the chickenpox.
It means, in theory, if there's a kid who's not vaccinated who gets chickenpox but is able to fight it off himself, she's a carrier and can give it over to somebody else who has been vaccinated. In theory, she can give it over to somebody else.
Like, I mean, chickenpox isn't as bad as...
No, it's not as bad as measles, mumps, etc. Like, I know what I am. Kol Amar Hashem Elokim. Lose Moshe Hol Kol Dvarai Shara Dabar Dabar Vyasenu Hashem Elokim. Therefore, Hashem says, it's going to be soon. And we know it's soon. It's within the next, however, whenever this was, within 11 years. Speak to all those prophets that are prophesying. And speak to the people who are saying it out from their own hearts. Listen to the word of God. Woe to all these abominable Nevi'im. They don't really see, but they're going after their own spirits. Your Nevi'im, B'nai Yisrael, were like foxes in the midst of ruins. That's like lo alisem ba'pratzos. You will not go. It means that they're not able to find their way. They're just sort of like smelling their way through and trying to find another way out and another way out and another way to be able to escape. You know, foxes are very good at backing up and going in another direction. They'll go one way. When they're caught, they'll go backward. Then they'll go the other way, etc. Yeah.
Our scroll says at the bottom that according to Rashi, it's because they're scared of everything. Like, they run when they hear.
Run whenever they hear something happen. That's good for that itself. Lo alisem ba'pratzos, right? You will not become Lord. You haven't done good enough deeds, right? To raise yourselves above the arayas that you've done. That's the pratzos over here. If you do a gadar al beis Yisrael, you have to make more gedarim for b'nei Yisrael. Lama b'makom b'yom Hashem, to stand in war on the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who knows? Remember, at the end, Tzidkio did make a bunch of gedarim. Remember, he freed all the slaves? The problem was that as soon as Nebuchadnezzar went away for a little bit, they brought the slaves all back. And that made God even angrier, right? But there were certain gedarim that have to be made. Chazu shav, they prophesy obviously falsely. Kesem kazov, and lies of those magic. They say this is what God says, but God never sent them. They hope to actually establish something or to do something with it. You've seen false hope. Miksem kazov amarzim, you said lies out of your magic. So only numashem, but you said that I said it, but I never did. Because you're speaking out lies and falsehoods. Therefore, I am going to come upon you. My hand will first be upon those prophets that are seeing and prophesying falsely. Among the secrets of my nation, I will not let them be. I do not want them writing svarim. They will not come to Eretz Yisrael ever again. The reason why because they fool my nation saying shalom and shalom when there's peace, when there isn't. Right, he's building up a fence, meaning I'm talking about Tapel. And while they plaster up that fence, Tapel, they throw it down. That anything is over there. There was a famous line by Revolvi. Revolvi gave a schmooze, and a guy came up to him and said, Rebbe, what you just said is there's no way to knock it out. Like, it's MS. Tell us MS, there's no question. He said, I could knock it out if I really wanted to. He said, how can you knock it out? So Revolvi said, ha, ha, ha. He said, Lake Sonus has the ability to knock down anything that's true. You make a little bit of Leitonis, knocks down everything. Cool little line there, Volpe. Emerald talk a topel the ball. You say to the people that are, you know, plastering it up, they say, make it fall, and it falls. How you guess you show Tevatena? right? They want a stormy rain. I'll give it. Avnei El Gavish, meteorites. Tipona will fall down. Ros Aros Vakea, and the stormy winds will break through everything. What did they translate that as, by the way? El
Gavish?
Hailstones? Okay.
Hailstones?
Yeah, I always thought that way also. Barad Gedolos. And we already know that all the Barad from back in the day is already gone. So I would assume it's like meteorites. Meaning, Nafal Hakir, the wall falls all Yomer Alecha. What are you going to say about that? Ayatiach Asher Tachtam. Where's all your plaster that you put up there? I have cracked the spirits of that wind, the storminess with my anger. I'm going to make this big rain. It will destroy. I'm going to knock down everything that you've made. I'm going to bring it down to the ground. The foundation is going to be revealed and it will fall. You are going to perish within it. You'll know that I'm a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm going to empty out my wrath, right, or destroy everything. I'm going to take out my wrath on the wall. That's going to be knocked up. And I'm going to say to you, there is no wall. There's nobody that's going to be able to plaster it up. The prophets of Israel that are prophesying to Yerushalayim and the people that are seeing that vision of peace, but there is no peace. Perhaps this is a remnant of the famous line in Ayin Tet, the Hillel Ayin Tet, where David Melech says, right, Mizmor La'asaf, Elokim Bolgayim Ben Achlas, where David Melech is prophesying before the Beis HaMikdash is even built about the non-Jews destroying the Beis HaMikdash. And it's called a Mizmor La'asaf. So the Gemara says, can you
written by Asaf,
or it is Mizmor La'asaf. Right, but all the Tehillim was rewritten by David. In other words, put together by David, even though the original composition may have been by David Moshe Rabbeinu.
The authors were after David Melech?
No, I mean the 10 that are mentioned by the Gemara? No, Eitzan Azrachi. No, B'nai Korach, the Gemara mentioned.
No, I know, but we don't know when all of them lived. Eitan Azrachi, they said it was Abraham, some say it wasn't.
Yeah, but it was for sure beforehand. It was written that David Melech put it together. That,
I don't know, but some of the Gemara would bother. It sounds like to me Yirmiyahu would write.
I'm not so sure I understand entirely. Are we now saying that David Melech didn't write Tehillim?
No,
we're saying
that didn't write, was written later? There were some Prakim that were added on later.
That's weird.
I don't think so.
I mean, can you imagine that happening now?
Not so much now.
No, Nevuos. They're all Nevuos.
No,
but Kaylee Lama Zavtani was said by Esther, but...
Right. Now Tanakh has been... I just can't write that Tehillim. I'm saying, why is it impossible to say that Yirmiyah didn't write a parak here and there, or Esther wrote the parak?
We'd have to have a remnant of that somewhere.
I always
hear
from you that there people added on that David wrote it.
David Melech added, but he added to what they wrote. There were the 10, the original 10. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 11 prakim. We know that from Sadi the cook. His name is hinted throughout. Mizmor Shirli, Amashavas Tefil, Amoshe, etc. Mizmor Lasoda. They're all hinting to Moshe Rabbeinu either through Rashi Tevis, etc. Well, Sadi through cook was definitely Moshe Rabbeinu. There's Eitan Azrachi, right? Three B'nai Korach we have. I'm sorry.
The only one that mentioned Moshe is Sadi.
No, Tefil Moshe. Agreed. But Vihi Noam is clearly connected to it because of that's connected to the
Tzadi Aleph.
Yeah, that's without a question, right? Tzadi Aleph and Tzadi Aleph. So that's that. Mizmor Shilu Mashavas is Rashi Tevis of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Le Moshe. That's what it's supposed to be. Tzadi Gimel Hashem Malach is connected to it.
And Rashi Tevis is.
How do you think you put your names in? What do you think most people do at this farm? All stars for write that. I like that. You know what I'm saying?
You can write your name like.
No, but that was what people
did. To call it Moshe.
I understand. Do you not think that the Ibn Ezra wrote Dror Yikra because he wrote his name? That's what the Haruzim do. All these Haruzim have their names inside there.
I'm just saying it's not a definitive proof. That's all I'm saying.
The Gemara says that those 11 prophets from Sadi to Kofar written by Moshe.
Yes.
Or else, what other definitive proof do you need?
I'll see you in the next one.
That was connected to Mizmor Shilu
Mashavas. All right. Dag Dalet.
No, you're right. Shalom Kamos Hashem. There's a riot in there. I forgot what it is, where he mentions the Mishkan.
Hey, we're going
right?
to get to it when we learn
Navi. Yeah, we'll get to it inside there.
It's not really excitement.
Wait, if we get to Lichadot, to the Lichadotians, to the, Lichun Rananas down through Hashem Malach, right? Going all the way through there. Well, yeah, but Lichun Rananas up through Hashem Malach, right? All those, Sadi Hei, Sadi Vav, Sadi Zayin, Sadi Tas, Sadi Tas. What we say during Kabbalah Shabbos, those five prophets. Right.
You say that also.
Yeah. But what?
I'm
Shabbos.
On Shabbos, in Israel, Soda?
We say Bezalel. Because there's supposed to be six before Mizmor Lev, because six or 6 days of the week.
Yeah, that's what you do?
Yeah, some people start only from a Shemalach, though. We skip the first.
I was not sure Shurim was supposed to be the sick. Alright, so he says.
Shurim is a separate thing. Man, you guys are supposed to.
No, but that's supposed to be the prakim that you say before it. That's why it's supposed to be six. The Shir Shirim was the preparation. That's Sunday. That's the Motzei Shabbos, and then it's the five, right? Because those goes one after the
other. For 6 days of the week, Shir Shirim is something you say on Friday.
No, but Shir Shirim is Friday. It's Erev Shabbos.
No, he's more or less without us Friday.
Hold on. Shir Shirim is always said on Friday.
What?
Shir Shirim is always said on Friday. No, Sfardim say it on Friday also.
No.
They all say it on Friday.
No. He's no. I'm saying the Mizmorim that he said before Mizmor Lev. There's six of them. One for Sunday.
I understand what you said. Shir Shirim is supposed to be the Sunday.
No, but it's
that's supposed
no,
to be Motzei Shabbos.
Shir Shirim is separate. It's not a Mizmor. It's a...
Yes. You might have an opinion. I hear you. This is what's written down.
Whatever.
I'm fine with that.
Any afternoon show, you ever been to Shir Shirim on Friday?
They don't. They do Yishakeni and Yishakispiyo. They do those pork soup. Yeah, they do the pork soup.
But it's not one of these morning.
Nonetheless, there are. The Tzedek can do it. So you can do it. But that's where it's supposed to be. But that's what the idea is from. It's supposed to be from those are the six.
That's what it is. Actually, there's supposed to be six means more interesting.
Yeah, you guys are doing so well with everything else.
And then you start, but then you go from Asher Malach, I'm going to say the last three. So
you don't even know what you're doing, dude.
No, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's a shortcut?
The shortcut?
No, of course, there is no shortcut.
I like the shortcut.
No, in Baghdad, they did the shortcut.
Benish
in Yerushalayim, they did the super shortcut.
Yeah,
they skipped the six.
Benny Shai did that?
Benny Shai said, it says, Minag Babel Sefer Masha Malach. It's Thursday. No, when Sir Malach, yeah, Thursday. Thursday, then Mizmor.
That's what they did?
Friday, and then Mizmor Lev is here.
Imash, they're a different religion. It's okay, you can be a different religion. It's fine.
No, it's different. You guys are a different religion. We are closer to the Gemara than you guys are. Our traditions are much more identical to those of the Gemara.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You're dying.
I do.
We just learned more. You guys are just Tamiya Ratzim. Except for the Tamiya Chazon, you know, there are Rabbanim among them. But one per town. Ashkenazim at least had Rabbanim. All right, Yitzayim. That's what they're
respect for Rabbanim again?
Yeah, we have it. We have it. You guys didn't have a choice. You weren't Talmid de Chachamim, so you have to respect the rabbi. You know, you didn't have much of a choice. You had only had one, you know what I'm saying? That's that. But we had Torah, you know? There's a difference between Torah. Yitzayim. That's a ben Adam. You, O man, Simponecha benos amcha mistambos melipen. Now I want you to pay attention to the daughters of your people that are prophesying from their own hearts. You know, be a land. I want you to speak about them. Now, there were even women prophets that were getting up and saying these things. Because they were saying specific other things. That's obvious. Woe to those who are sewing clothing. I'll call it filia dye all around the area. And also making these hats al rosh kol koma that were going on top of their heads. Trapping the souls, the people, all of my nation. Unefashos lechena, right? You go out, unefashos, and the people, lechena techayena, you are going and trying to keep them alive. Now, these were all references to the different things that the people would do. The women would get themselves ingratiated with the men, and either they would act as zonas for them, or they would put on their clothing onto them. In other words, put on their tracks, and allow the men to be persuaded or assuaged to everything they were saying. But talena osi alami, and then talena osi alami. You are making me look bad or mevazami to my nation. Bishale seorim with these fistfuls of barley, ksoche lechem for the crumbs of bread. That's what these people were selling. The women were selling in order to give over their nevuos and their znus as well. Mohammed's nefasha shalos musana. They were killing tzaddikim that should never have been killed. Lachayos nefasha shalos sechiana, letting rishayim live they never should have lived. Bechazevchem laami shomi. Because of your lies to my nation, because of those who listened to those lies. All of your shirts that you were giving, they went and trapped the people over there, right? So that the people flew down to where to their eventual downfall. I'm going to tear them off your arms if she lacked this. And I'm going to send away all the souls that you had trapped, all those people there, I'm going to fly them away all of them are going to end up going to Gehenna, whatever you want to call it, to the grave. Dekratis mispechoseichem, and then I'm going to tear apart all of those things. How do they translate mispechoseichem? What do we have for that? Do we have it? We can see the sand doesn't even have a word over there. Sapach usually is like a secondary thing. These are the hats, your hats, that what it's referring to?
I will tear your kerchiefs and I will tear your people from your hand.
Yeah, that's it. So that, I'm going to tear off your, the hat, the covering, so they put on the head. He tells you the meaning, that's why I didn't put it in, because it was the word from the page before. He tells you the meaning, yes, then, I'm going to save my nation from your hands. That will no longer be trapped by you, and you'll know that I'm God. Yan, hachos leit tzadik shekhar, because you destroyed the heart of the tzadik and made lies. I didn't want that. You strengthened the hands of the Russia, not allowing him to do tshuva and letting him live. Therefore, you will not see any of those falsehoods. You will no longer allow that religious magic to be. And you'll know that I'm a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I find it a little surprising that he didn't speak about the ksamim that the women were doing more than just the nevuah, but I guess that's what they were doing. They were getting about that.
What else does it need to say?
You just thought that, I always thought that the women were more into the ksamim than they were into the nevuos, meaning they were more into doing those magics. That's what it always seemed to me, but that's what it is. So Perek Yudalid now, the Zakenim and Ovdei Avodah Zarah are going to approach. Hashem says, right, he doesn't want to answer what's going to be to them, but he will if they do tshuva. There were false prophecies given, and then people were saved, but not too many, and we'll realize what happens here. Zakenim came up to me. They sat in front of me. Now, who knows who these Zakenim were? They could have been, they were very hush of a people. Could have been people like Chag Zachariah, Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, Daniel, like really hush of a people during that time. Could have been it was just the elders of Israel. Could have been the leaders. Ben Adam, these people, they brought idols into their hearts, and they put their sins right in front of their faces. Right? So what can we do for them? Is the Kaddish Baruch Hu going to be around? Right? I want to darshan for them what to do. Therefore, speak to them, says the Kaddish Baruch Hu. You should say to them, any man that has avodah zarah in their hearts, and they put this stuff opposite their face of all the Navi, and they came to the Navi. Ani Hashem, na'anisi lo ba, barov ki luav. I am going to respond according to the idols that they have. So apparently these guys were there. They're like, oh yeah, it's the people that are worshipping these idols, but not us. We're perfectly fine. And Hashem says, those people among them that are worshipping idols are going to die. They're capturing B'nai Yisrael in their hearts. Asher nazoru mi'alai b'gulayim kulam. They're chasing people away by using their own idols, thinking that they're doing the right thing, or not thinking, by saying that they're doing the right thing. L'chein, emor al b'yisrael, this is what you stated, B'nai Yisrael, komar shem v'lekin z'vagat, shuvu v'ashivu, do tshuva and return me'al-gulaychem from all of your idols, me'al-gulaychem, ashivu v'nechem, and turn your faces, ki yishin v'nei Yisrael, me'agir asher yagav v'yisrael, v'yinazu acharai. Right, the men of B'nai Yisrael, and the gerim that are living among B'nai Yisrael, they turn away from me. V'yal-gulaychem, they put these idols into their heart, v'nechshol v'nei yasim v'nechapanav. V'volin av'il v'yishlo b'i. Then they go to the Navi to ask about me. Ani Hashem na'na lo bi. Do you think I'm actually going to answer them, these people? I'm not answering people, right, that have this idol worship in their heart. And that's not about Yishahu.
Yeah, but you just said these people could be Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah.
Yeah, so those people were the good people among them. There were people among these Zakenim, right, who were evil or bad people. And Hashem says, among those people that came to you, there are people with idols. And those there, I'm not answering them. That I'm not getting involved with, because they're faking it. And if I give an answer to all of them or any of them, they're going to be included, and I don't want them included in anything. So I'm staying away from it completely. I'm going to make him into a sign and into muscles. I'm going to cut them off from my nation. Then you'll know that I'm God. The Navi that is seduced, the Divar Davar, says something, and Hashem Pitesias Navi, who I seduce him, and Pitesias Yadi Yalav, and I put my hand upon him. Bishmati Vidokhami Yisrael. Now listen to that. It's a crazy little line. Habala Tame Poskal, though. Right? You want to become Tame? Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving the opportunity. You want to go ahead and speak out the Word of God thinking that you got it? I'm going to allow you to think you're getting the Word of God. But you're not. You think that you're deserving to go, and you know what's inside your heart. I'm going to allow that Navi to be seduced and think that he's speaking out nevuos, but he's not.
But wait a second.
So even if he has a malicious intent, and he's like, I want to go and be a false prophet, so I'm going to go meditate and pretend to get them.
Yeah.
God is going to give him some sort of sensation that he thinks he's getting in his law.
Yeah,
then he's really going to think, he's going to be convinced that he's getting his law, and other people will be convinced.
Maybe deep down he knows it, and he doesn't. Although he's saying on the outside, this is what I think, and he sees it,
so what
maybe there is guilt feelings. There are things there. He knows that this is not real. A person who sits there, listen, we might convince ourselves once in a while, we're like, something that we say comes true, or like something like that. We know that's not for real. We know that's just like guesswork or whatever it is. We don't think we're
superstition.
Yeah, we know it's not. But these guys might convince themselves what they're saying is true, and they're coming, and look, it happens.
Not that look, it happens, but it seems like they're getting some sort of sensation that is similar to that realness.
I don't know if they're getting a sensation. They're receiving prophecies in their own mind. It's like they're putting stuff in their own mind.
So they're just coming up, making something up, and then it happens. They're like, oh.
Well, look at that. Look at that. It's supposed to rain at 2:30 p.m. tomorrow. Oh, I just did it. I still remember there was a guy who I was trying to get to learn with me. So I said to him, he was watching a Bulls game. It was years ago. He was watching a Bulls game. So I said, what's the difference? They're going to win by 4. Right, so it happened to be at the end of the game. The guy was watching. The guy didn't come to learn with me. The guy was watching at the end. I don't know why he said it. I just said it because I was like joking around, whatever. Right. So the guy at the end of the game, they were up by 2, and like somebody hit a meaningless shot at the very end of the game, and they won by 4. So they called me up. He's like, "Oh my God, he's amazing!" So I'm just like, dude, he still didn't come learn. You realize that. And he didn't come the next day either. It didn't make that much of a difference at the end of the day. But like, if I would have sat there, I was just like, I know, I'm a dummy. That's just stupidity. Obviously, that was not a nebuah. But these guys were like convincing themselves. It makes sense. It's around there. Gotta be there. Vinasu Abonam. I did make a lot of money off that game. Vinasu Abonam. Ka'avonat Doresh. Ka'avonat Avihu. Their sins were lifted up. Ka'avonat Doresh. Like the Avon of those Navis. And they lift up their sins to make it even worse this time goes on. The point is that at the end of the day, people are going to find out that these guys are false, and Bnei Yisrael will never go behind me ever again. They will not become tummy through their sins. And they'll be my nation. And they'll be my nation. And they'll be my nation. The land, when they sin against me and they do something evil, then I'm going to put my hand upon them. Oh, I just thought of a great example. You know what I just heard today? Unbelievable. Russell Wilson told the church, do you hear about this?
I saw the video.
Unbelievable. He told the church that somebody said to him afterward, what did God think after you threw the interception?
Oh, this is different.
Threw the interception. Okay, at the end of the Super Bowl, right? So he said, what did God say to you after you threw the interception? He says he has conversations with God all the time. So he said to him, it's unbelievable. So listen to this, okay? He said, God spoke to me when I took my third step back. He said, I took 3 steps back, and God spoke to me and said, I am making an example of you, and you can either pass this test or fail this test.
Oh, please.
This is what Russell Wilson said. I'm just saying, I'm just quoting him. Okay?
God said it. The inspiration he gave himself.
And that's what it afterwards. God, it doesn't matter. I'm just saying, like, that's the example of somebody who is saying that they had a vision, right? And that is, and therefore, I am the example that, look, I passed the test. I did not complain. I did not blame others. I didn't, whatever it is. I did exactly as I was supposed to. Again, it's true. Nobody is saying that Russell Wilson is the Messiah, okay? I'm just saying that is what he said. That's a great example. I just heard that. That's what gets when you get into 3 weeks and you can't listen to
music. He said it, he spoke in a church, like, maybe in the same dialogue, and he said something that made the headlines not more than that. It's not the one that
heard. Oh, I didn't hear it. No, okay, let's not worry about it. But Ben Adam.
It's very, very admirable, but.
You give him. Ben Adam. Eretz Kisef Tali, Limol Ma'al. A person, Ben Adam, a man. Eretz Kisef Tali, when the land sins against me, Limol Ma'al, and does evil, and it's easy yadi aleha. And I put my hand upon him, Shavarti, and I break it down, Mati Lechem, with their bread. The Ishlati Varov, and I'm going to send them a hunger, Bihrati Mena Adam, and I'm going to get rid of all the animals and the people in that area. There are 3 people that are inside it, right, in those areas, those times. Noah, Daniel, and Eel. They, through their own sitkus, will be able to save themselves.
Wait,
where
is this going to be inside this?
Not all at once. These 3 people are going to be put in situations where bad things are happening, right, where there's a rug, so to speak, and they saved themselves. Noah, obviously, from the times of the Mabul. Daniel, from living in Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom, or Daniel from being around in Babel.
No.
At this time, Daniel was for sure alive, but Daniel's situation, you're right.
Rashi doesn't mention Babel. He mentions the base of Megiddo.
What does he mention? I speak to the Megiddo, with Atmo, Tchila, Sarakol, Sarim, Sofush, Lachla, Govarias. No, Govarias. I don't know what he means by the base of Megiddo, you're right. But Daniel was saved from, I guess, the people that were put in the Gullus. By the way, in Eo, from obviously all of his Yisurin and stuff like that, he's giving a dogma, and he's showing them that people can survive if they do good. And it's an amazing little lesson over here. First of all, we'd have to ask a lot. Over here, I'd want to ask more than just that. Daniel is spelled without a yud. You have to wonder about that. It's, I believe, the only place in Tanakh where Daniel was spelled without a yod.
Maybe it was math because Daniel was alive. He didn't want to be revealed completely from at this point.
Makes sense. It depends on when Yechezkel wrote this, to be honest with you. Because he wrote it toward the end of his life. It could have been that Daniel was already and gone through.
Right, but maybe he had. Maybe he did.
It's actual Nevuah, you're right.
He got it.
Yeah, it didn't matter because even the Nevuah at the time, but he could have said, like, there's a man named Daniel. And people didn't know he was referring to. Remember, people knew Daniel's Belteshazzar, but that was his Persian name.
Right, but he also knew himself as Daniel.
He did.
Right,
did other people know? I don't know.
Even they did, and maybe he went to listen to the Nebuahs of...
Yeah, could be heard it.
Socially.
Yeah, could be heard it. What?
Socially.
He was called Belteshazzar, which meant that people had to call him that. Moses was the Swiss of the king, so he didn't get out much. Right, so I was, you know, I don't know. We have a lot of assumptions.
Well, I didn't say also says Noah, Daniel, and Eo, which is an interesting
combination.
Eo lived during hard times.
For sure, because you're dealing with two people that are non-Jews, which is interesting.
And also, Noah happened so many years earlier. Noah is for sure the only one that's happened in the past at this point. And it says,
Eo's for sure.
Well, you could argue that maybe Eo didn't have. I mean,
there's only one opinion that says he lived at the times of Babel, and it's because of this pasuk. This is where they get it from.
Fine, but
out of the nine opinions,
fine. Sure, but what I'm saying is that Yinat flu in the future they will be saved. Noach is only for sure, according to every opinion, that.
Well, I agree with that. Daniel Chosra Yeruchin Echanisru. Which is later on in this parsha. Yerushalayim. Okay, just giving other examples. Okay, then he goes into it, but he doesn't say anything specific.
Almost three worlds built and three worlds destroyed.
Yeah, I mean, that's really based on Rashi, right? That's really based on Rashi, and Rashi does say that. Yes, you're right, but Yenatsu cannot mean in the future, because we are talking about Noach. There's no question we're talking about Noach. So Yenatsu, in this sense, is saying they survived from whatever it was, or they saved themselves, right? Maybe that's the word that will be used over here. But there is only one opinion that says that he was later, or at this time. The other eight opinions are that it was before.
Yenatsu will be saved in the future.
What's the point?
No, but yeah, it says Hema Bitikatam Yinat Zu, they will be saved. Meaning he should have said,
I don't know, it's almost like he's looking at it from the beginning of time and saying they will be saved. Like there are three people that are going to be in it that are going to be saved.
And
this
also
Nebuah.
They're as Radak says, they're representative of different levels of destruction that they saw. Noah saw the world, then destruction, and then saw the world built built again. Daniel saw his nation being destroyed, meaning then destroyed, then, and Eo saw his family, meaning he had his family destroyed, then he was built up again.
That's good. Oh, that's a good line. So there are three people who were able to see it and go up, but they have to be tzaddikim. I mean, in order to get to that level, just remember, these three people also had tremendous accolades given to them. Noah was known as an ish tzaddik, Tomim HaYavidorosov. Eo was known as, you know, the big Tzaddik, the one that nobody was like, you know, things like that's the wording that was used by Eov and Perek Aleph, how a Kaddish Baruch Hu described Eov. Is there anybody like Eov? Right? Daniel is also known as a big tzaddik. I don't know if the same accolades apply. I don't remember from the beginning of Daniel.
Noah was a great guy in one of the worst generations ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no question.
It doesn't mean he was a really great
There's
guy.
There's no one else in the Torah that is known as an Ish Tzaddik in Tanakh. That's called an Ish Tzaddik. That tells you something, right? And Tomim HaYavidorosov, granted, that's where they darshan, and they say, well, he wouldn't have been as good. But we have to know Noach Ish Tzaddik. In the same way that we sometimes, you know,
but also sometimes being extreme. Tzaddik is going to be necessarily
compared to other people, because how can you maintain such a high level, whatever that level was, with people, everybody around?
Yeah, if there's anything like that. It's just an interesting line.
Would other people living, even the bigger study, living in his time, would they have attained the level they did in the...
Had they lived along with the people like him. Yeah, you're right. Everybody has their own peckle, so to speak. So either way, but those are the ones that are mentioned. Lu chaya ra avir ba'aretz v'shiklata. If only there was an evil animal, right, that would go through the land and destroy it. Like the shmami bleo bear would be desolate without anybody there. Minei chai, because of that wild animal. Shoshan ashan ha'ilu v'tzocha, these three people were there. Chai ninu l'ashem alakim min bani min banos yatzilu. They would be able to save their own children. Hema levadi minat se'ilu. Oh, they wouldn't be able to save their own children. Hema levadi minat se'ilu. They themselves would be saved. Baruch v'yashmam, but the land would be desolate. Oh, charev aviyal ha'arfei. If there was war, and I would say, let there be war in the land. V'yachwasim v'na adam v'beim, I would destroy all animals. Shoshan ashan ha'ilu v'tzocha, chai ninu l'ashem alakim. These three men that are in it, says, I swear, says God, they would not be able to save their own children, but they themselves would be saved. I would put a plague and there would be blood all over. Would they be able to save their own children? They would be able to save themselves. No, stop. Just putting this out there, okay? Eve did not save his children. We know that. Fine. That's done. But Noach did. Daniel didn't have any children that we know of. He was a stris.
Did Noach actually save them himself, or was he just commanded to and they were along for the ride?
It's a good call, but it's B'schus Noach. That's what Rashi says. B'schus Noach, they were saved.
Really?
Yeah. B'schus Noach is the wording. But I don't have a good answer to that question. I don't know. That is a great question. All right, we have like 3 minutes, so let's just finish off this parak over here. He called Hashem Elokim, Hatsi Arbas Shvatai Haroim, Charev Rav, Chaya Rav, Dever, Shilachi Yerushalayim. I'm going to send my four judgments of evil. There's Charev, Rav, Chaya Rav, and Dever, right, that I'm going to send to Yerushalayim. Now, if you notice, by the way, we did Charev, we did Dever, right, and we also did Chaya Rav. I would assume that the Rav as well was the first, yeah, the Rav was before that. I wasn't possibly to Gimel. So we had all four, right, that apply over here. Last minute, Adam. I'm going to send that to Yerushalayim to cut down the Adam of Amor. There will be very few that are remaining, right, of the children that are there. They will come out to you, meaning to Babel. You'll see the ways that and all their plots. You will console yourselves on the evil that I brought to Yerushalayim. It's called Shavesi Allah, everything that I did to it. They will be consoled because you will see their ways as a loser and all their things. You'll know it's not for naught that I did this. I did this for you guys to eventually do tshuva and to feel bad about what you did. I missed that, by the way. I totally forgot. We got sidetracked with the whole Ayin Tes thing with the Mizmor LeDavid. So the question was asked by Tosos, why is it called Mizmor LeAsaf? Right, if it's talking about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Kina la'asaf mi boile, it should be a kina, right? It should be a lamentation. Because how could you say that's a good thing that it was destroyed? And Tosfos' answer is because, it's based on a Gemara, but it's, the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out his wrath on the sticks and stones instead of on the people themselves. That the people could have been killed, but instead of being killed, they ended up being...
People did get killed.
No, but meaning the whole nation could have been destroyed, and instead the wrath was taken on the sticks and stones. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I let people survive because I brought everything upon Yerushalayim. And that's the reason why there were people that were able to survive from this. The Bani Mubanos, which should have been killed, and there should have been three people left. The Noachs among them and the Eos among them. Oh, maybe that's Sipshat. Maybe it's three different levels. It's levels of Tzidkas. Maybe that's what it refers to. The Noach level, the Eve level, and the...
Yeah, but where you rank
to Daniel level. I don't know, because Daniel's second. That's weird. I would have put Daniel third.
That the way that they're listed is just...
Yeah, that would be weird.
Well, they listed in chronological
order. Maybe it's like the Radaxes amongst the type of suffering, meaning people who see their entire world, their entire family, or their entire nation.
The family is the least. The entire world, the entire nation, the entire family.
Right.
You go in that order.
That's why the puzzle goes better. No,
because there's a greater cause.
Would be really good. That's a good call. That's something to think about, that those three would represent that very, very well. Regardless, this time I'm going to save the children. They wouldn't be able to save the children. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Beis HaMikdash is going to save the children by destroying the Beis HaMikdash. That's that, and that was for a lesson. And the lesson was learned well. They understood that now they have to do tshuva. Not everybody learned the lesson, but the lesson was learned by enough people to be able to go to. However many people got the lesson, were able to figure it out on their own. Okay, we'll stop with that.
We're up to
Yeah, we just finished Nechama Leskhan. So we're up to Parak Pes Vav.